Subject, why won't the past remain the past? Good morning, beautiful people. I am 28, single mom, hardworking, family-oriented, and humble child of God. For the past year, my ex of 3 years had a mutual agreement that the relationship was over and that we were growing in different directions. I've been working toward a greater relationship with God and a better attitude. He has been establishing his company. During this break, I've been dating, and there's no one I would like to pursue. Him, on the other hand, reconnected with his ex-girlfriend of 5 years, who he never got over and said he will always have feelings for. Past 2 months, we started calling each other more, admitting we missed each other. We hooked up and sex became our primary focus with every meeting. While I'm aware of his ex now made current, I ask, what are we doing? Where does he stand with her? He refers to her as his complicated situation. She lives in another state, so I asked, are you here with me out of convenience? He replies, no, and the fool in me wants to believe him. This past year, I was convinced that I was completely done with this relationship. Now I'm questioning, did I make a mistake leaving in the first place? When he asked me to just be patient and we will live our best lives together in due time, recently, he inquired about my future living arrangements and suggested we move in together. Yeah. Soon, I agreed and started speaking more on our future happily. He says I'm stressing him out by forcing him to make a decision about his ex/current. I've been well aware that he has issues with getting over the past, running between the two of us in his comfort zone, instead of starting something new. I love this man, and I believe he loves me as well. We pray together, and we both would like to see the other happy, even if it's not together. What should I do? I never let an ex return before. I believe it's something here. Oh, boy. You know what? I kind of think in this letter, you're hung up on the wrong issues. Really, you started off your letter saying you're a humble, family-oriented, hardworking person. You're a humble child of God. Well, I think you really need to continue to work on your relationship with God. I really think you need to pursue this relationship. Put God first. I mean, he will give you peace because that's what you need. Your life right now is way too complicated. It's messed up. You're confused. You're confusing. You're living with this guy. You're worried about his ex. You're worrying him about his ex. All of that. I mean, really, it's just too much. I think you need to calm down. I think you guys need to really, if you really love each other, talk it out, work it out, get counseling, if that's what you think you need. But something needs to be done because this is way too much in this relationship. Steve?
Man, I couldn't even keep up with this letter.
Yeah, it's too much.
Because, you know, lady, for real, let's just go over the facts right here. Forget who you are, single mom, hardworking, family-oriented, humble child of God. Everybody always got something good to say about themselves. And you've been working on a greater relationship with God and a better attitude. Okay, I got it. Yada, yada, yada. I don't understand. See, I just lost it at the beginning. I've been working toward a great relationship with God and really. He has been establishing his company. Who? Where it come from? See, if you read the letter, why won't that be? But good morning, beautiful. I'm a 28-30, and a past ex of 3 years had a mutual agreement that the relationship was over and that we were growing in different directions. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Right.
I've been working toward a great relationship with God and better. He's been establishing his company. During this break, I've been dating, and there's no one I would like to pursue. Him, on the other hand, reconnected with his ex-girlfriend of 5 years, who he never got over, and said he will always have feelings for the past 2 months. Okay, listen to me, ladies. Let's go over this again. The on-again, off-again relationship. When you off, you off. A man ain't ever off. If we not gonna do you, then we gonna do somebody else. I keep saying that, but here we go. The past 2 months, we started calling each other more, admitting we missed each other. We hooked up and sex became our primary focus with every meeting. You mean you allowed,
right?
You allowed this to be your primary focus with every meeting. While I'm aware of his ex now made current, I ask, what are we doing? First of all, it's not his ex. That's not his ex now made current. It's his current. That's his woman.
Yes.
You are now the other woman.
Ooh.
See? And according to this letter, you really always have been.
Mm. Okay.
He refers to her, where do we stand with her? What are we doing? No, you should be asking that. What are you doing? Quit asking him. He doing you and her.
Yes.
And then you sit up here and he refers to her as his complicated situation. She's a complicated situation. You ain't. You simple. You the chick we come over and just do. See that? But she is the complicated situation. He has to be more accountable to her. He got to be more responsible to her. He got to treat her more like a lady. You, on the other hand, I can tell you about I'm doing somebody else, but I can promise you that his girlfriend don't know about you. Bet you that.
Mm. Would you like to hear from a player, Unc? I'm just asking. Player sets you straight on all that.
But you're stupidest player.
Good at it, though, dog.
You're too stupid to be a player. You're damn near 50.
Why you keep saying that? That hurt me when you say stuff like that.
The truth.
You think that hurt you? Look at your birth certificate.
What? What's wrong with his birth certificate?
Hell, the fact, how old he is.
Okay. What is the player cutoff age, seriously?
In this boy's case, it was 26. Tommy should have cut it out at 26.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.